This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there. You're listening to The Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tuinareo o Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otego Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa. And as the year winds down, we know the pressures can build up. That's why our first show of the month is all about accessible digital support. Forget waiting lists. Today we're filling your digital toolbox with three powerful apps, each offering an evidence-based approach to mental health and well-being. Stick around for that, but first, a shout-out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Okay, I first just want to start by apologizing. I know I slipped a little bit the past couple of months and we didn't have our digital tools episode, which we usually do on the first of the month. But I'm happy to bring three exciting apps to share with you today. So the very first app I'm sharing with you, it's called ACT Companion, the Happiness Trap. So The Happiness Trap, it's a really amazing book if you haven't read it yet. And this is the app that accompanies, it's like a support for the book. The author of the book is Russ Harris, Dr. Russ Harris. So the app, it's all about learning to be present, open up, and do what matters. There is three simple steps to help you get present through mindfulness exercises. Open up using acceptance exercises and engage with commitment exercises. Option to set alarms to finish the exercises. It develops essential mindfulness skills with 14 unique exercises from under 5 minutes to over half an hour. Mindful moments. Uses notifications on your mobile phone or even your smartwatch to prompt you to pay attention to the here and now, open up to your experiences and reconnect with your values throughout the day. Receive a weekly check-in alert where you can access if your recent responses to life's challenges reflect your core values. So the core therapy evidence-based science use behind the app ACT Companion, the Happiness Trap. It's acceptance and commitment therapy, which ACT stands for. The purpose is to build psychological flexibility, the ability to be present, open up to difficult feelings, and commit to actions aligned with your values. And here we talked about values so many times in our show, and how important it is to know your own values and to incorporate those values throughout all the choices you make in life in order to feel well. Now, who created it? It was developed by Berwick Psychological Ltd, an Australian company, and based on the best-selling book, like we said, The Happiness Trap, which is a top-tier clinical backing. It is available for both iOS Apple App Store and Android Google Play stores. The app is free to download, but the core exercises require an in-app subscription, which you can pay monthly or as a one-time lifetime payment to unlock the full program. Think of it as investing a small amount for a premium clinically backed content. The core functionality and features. ACT Companion organizes its content around the three core pillars of ACT. Number one, to get present, short, simple mindfulness and grounding exercises to help you focus on the now. Second, open up, tools for diffusion, learning to unhook yourself from negative or unhelpful thoughts without trying to argue with them. And third, engage, features like values clarification that guide you to define what matters the most in your life and then set goals that move you in that direction, even if you feel anxious while doing it. The app is highly regarded by therapists and is reviewed favorably by organizations like the New Zealand Mental Health Foundation. One user review I saw noted, "It helps me to stay calm and focus on what's important in a stressful time. It is an excellent tool for clients working with an ACT therapist, but it also works as a standalone self-help program." When you're looking at your app store, the ACT app we just shared has an icon with two smiley faces. On the left, it's a blue sad smiley face, and on the right is a happy yellow smiley face. The next app I would love to share with you is called Breathe to Relax, spelled B-R-E-A-T-H-E, the number 2, R-E-L-A-X. They describe themselves as the psychological first aid. This app is proof that your mental state isn't just in your head, it's controlled by your body. The core technique is diaphragmatic breathing or deep belly breathing. The purpose is to be an immediate portable stress management tool that physically activates the parasympathetic nervous system, your rest and digest mode, to switch off the body's fight or flight stress response. Who created it? It was developed by the Defense Health Agency, or DHA, Connected Health in the United States. Its origin is in supporting veterans with high stress and PTSD, giving it serious clinical credibility. It's available on both iOS, Apple, and Android Google stores. It is completely free to download and use with absolutely no registration or subscription required. That's a massive win for accessibility. The core functionality and features. Breathe to Relax focus on making one technique perfect. Customizable metronome. The app provides a visual and audio guide, but you can personalize the inhale and exhale lengths to find a rhythm that feels naturally calming for your body, not just a preset standard. Stress biology education. The Learn session contains excellent simple articles and videos explaining the biology of stress and how your breathing physically reduces heart rate and muscle tension. Progress tracking. It allows you to rate your stress level before and after a session, giving you data to see the positive impact of your practice. And I love this bit here because sometimes you're just working on something, but you have nothing to compare. And often, because we are so busy, we don't realize how far we came with our practice. Now, we know from its use here in New Zealand that it's highly recommended because of its scientific basis and its privacy, because it collects no data. It's the perfect digital first aid kit for anxiety, panic, or anger. A common sentiment around all the reviews I read is that it's very simple, effective, and always there when you need it. It helps you build a physical skill that lasts longer after you close the app. The third app I want to share with you is called WhatsApp. Different from WhatsApp, which is the app we use to message our family and friends, this one is WhatsApp. WHAT-S-UP. And the icon is this red square with a hand. If you're looking for a toolbox packed with skills from multiple therapy, this is it. The core therapy used in WhatsApp, it's primarily cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, with grounding and mindfulness techniques from ACT. The purpose is to provide a variety of immediate, easy-to-use coping skills and self-monitoring tools for managing symptoms of depression, anxiety, and anger. Who created it? WhatsApp was developed by independent developer Jackson Tempera, making it a great example of a community-focused tool built for users. It is available on both iOS Apple stores and Android Google Play stores. The cost? It is free to download and use, with the option to pay a small fee to remove the ads or purchase themes. But all the core features are free, which I really love. The core functionality and features. WhatsApp gives you immediate strategies. The 12 negative thinking patterns. These classic CBT tools teach you to identify common errors in thinking, like catastrophizing or should statements, and provide steps to challenge and correct them. So this here was the main functionality I thought it was really useful for myself. Learning about those, because they are so ingrained in our mind that it's so automatic to just think them. The catastrophe scale, a practical tool that guides you through assessing the actual likelihood of severity of your fears, helping you to bring perspective to moments of high anxiety. This is also great. I always see the worst things happen in every situation in my mind, and having a tool that helps me actually see what the reality of the situation is, and that most often than not, the worst that you imagine never happens. It's just our anxious brains trying to protect us so we can plan for the worst. The grounding game. An interactive game to quickly pull your attention away from upsetting thoughts and back to the present moment, which is vital for managing panic and dissociation. Habit trackers. Simple tools to help you build positive routines and break negative ones by recording your progress. Again, here, like the second app I mentioned, being able to record your progress so you can go back and see how far you came. Now, the reviews I found around this app, the users love its no-nonsense conversational tone and the fact that its vast library of tools is free. Reviews often highlight the immediate utility, stating it's great for everyday use, finding information, and when you need a reminder of coping strategies. It is the perfect, non-intimidating way to start applying therapy techniques in your daily life. Now, just to recap, our first app share today was called ACT Companion, the Happiness Trap, which is an app that is a complement to the book from Dr. Russ Harris called The Happiness Trap. It has two smiley faces, a blue sad one on the left and a yellow smiley face on the right. This app helps you to be present, open up, and do what matters. It gives you three simple steps to help you get present through mindfulness exercises. Open up using acceptance exercises and engage with commitment exercises. The option to set reminders to finish those exercises. Develop essential mindfulness skill with 14 unique exercises from under 5 minutes to over half an hour so it fits your day. Mindful moments uses notifications on your mobile phone or even on your smartwatch to prompt you to pay attention to the here and now, open up to your experiences and reconnect with your values throughout the day. Receive a weekly check-in alert where you can access if your recent responses to life's challenges reflect your core values. The next app we talked to you today was Breathe to Relax as a one word. So Breathe to Relax is a portable stress management tool which provides detailed information on the effects of stress on the body. It also gives you instructions and practice exercises to help users learn to stress management skill called diaphragmatic building or the breathing or the belly breathing. So this type of breathing, it's a common relaxation skill utilized as in a variety of treatments for anxiety and PTSD. Each session can be customized to change the overall length of the session, the breathe rate, and other users' preferences. Breathing exercises have been documented to decrease the body's fight-or-flight stress response and help with mood stabilization, anger control, and anxiety management. Breathe to Relax also asks users to rate their stress before and after practice, graphing these responses to help users keep track of their progress. In addition, the app contains general information on the effects of stress on everyday living. Finally, the last app we talked about today, it's WhatsApp. So 12 common negative thinking patterns and simple methods to overcome them. 10 great metaphors to help you cope with negative feelings. A comprehensive diary to keep your thoughts and feelings together in, including the ability to rate feelings on a scale out of 10. A positive and negative habit tracker. Set goals to practice those good habits while ending the bad ones. A catastrophe scale. Put your problems into a better perspective when things are too much. A grounding game containing over 100 fun questions to help keep you grounded and in the present when stress is taking over. 3 simple breathing techniques for keeping calm and relaxed. More than 70 positive quotes with the ability to add your own and share them with the world. Protect your personal data with a passcode, sync your data between your devices, and back up your data so you never lose it. themes, including over 20 different colors to choose from in customizing the apps. If you're listening here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, this Thursday, December 4th, 2025, I encourage you to check out one of these three apps. 1. Act Companion for living your values. 2. Breathe to Relax for calming your body. And 3. What's Up for challenging your thoughts. They are all available by simply searching their names on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Choosing to use any of these apps, it's not a sign of weakness. It's a profound sign of strength, self-awareness, and commitment to your own well-being. Sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT Team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support. And when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
That's all we have time for this episode of Fighting Stigma. But join me in the next couple of weeks as I am going to talk about the topic of the holidays and how to avoid the stress in the holiday time, especially for us neurodivergent individuals. So I'll be sharing lots and lots of tips for the holidays and for our summer. So please listen to our show the next couple of weeks. But until then, take care, be kind to your mind, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma show right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 5757.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.